Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm doing a 2022 game preview. Feels good to say those words, a game preview between LSU and FSU, the Tigers versus the Seminoles. If you enjoyed this video, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. We have clips for our show on Instagram at 100 Football and our LinkedIn page as well, where it finds you a great link to our podcast. Thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. We have anywhere else podcast, Spotify app podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio. If you have an Alexa or Google Home device, just talk to it and say, hey, play 100 Football, and it will. Once again, if you enjoy this episode, please let all of your Noles fans, all your Tigers fans know about it. As we get ready, we get you guys prepped for the regular season in both college and NFL football. Let's get into it, man. This is going to be a good game kicking off September the 4th, a Sunday. Sunday, September the 4th, 7:30 p.m. on ABC, where everyone can go and watch it, primetime television. In a matchup a long, long, long time in the making. The last time these two teams faced off against each other was on October the 26th, 1991. So it has been just a little bit of time, right? About 30-plus years since these teams have faced off against each other. Let's get into it. Let's break it down, and I will give you my final prediction in the meantime. Go Tigers! The LSU Tigers are coming into this season after a rough year last year, 6-7 overall. Brand new head coach, of course, with Brian Kelly. So, they've got a lot to look forward to and a lot of expectations. Some guys to watch out for that could potentially really get things going and really get things rolling. Of course, you've got your top receiver, who I've talked about a good bit now on the program, Kayshon Boutte, coming off of a season last year in which he had 38 catches on over 500 plus yards and 9 scores. He was hurt last year in the last few games, but he is back and ready for a statement game right out the gate, so watch out for him. Also, you've got B.J. Ojulari, the defensive end, who had 54 total tackles last year, 7 sacks, and a pass defended. And Miles Brennan, the quarterback, who in 2020, right, he had over 1,000 yards on 79 completions with 11 scores. You have Jaquelin Roy, 30 tackles, 2 fumble recoveries, sack and a half. And another receiver to look out for potentially is Jeray Jenkins, 502 yards, 34 catches, 6 touchdowns. So some guys to look out for there. And talking about LSU, they've got some hype around this year. Brand new head coach. Hopefully they can get things flipped around. I've talked about it. I've done a team preview on them. And they've got some really good players on that program that can get things rolling and that can really come out the gates flying with a good quarterback play, with the dynamic wide receivers. And the defense, like I said, the defense is going to be on point, I think. They're going to have a good game against the Seminoles, but we will see how they do. And talking about the Seminoles, right, their team who also trying to get things rolling. And Jordan Travis, I think that he's got to really be getting ready to move the ball up and down the field, open up the team, open up the offense, get things rolling there, and a super deep running back room. The defensive line for the Noles also, they're going to have to get things looking good too. But I think the big key is the receivers for the Seminoles in this game. Rely on your Seminoles. Rely on the receivers to help you out, to get you some yardage. And I think the rest could really play out for them. Like I said, Travis is super good, able to move the sticks at will pretty much. And like you said, on defense, you've got Fabian Lovett, Jamie Robinson. They can cause some problems all day for those Tigers. Seminoles could look really good. Now, let's not face it, LSU is a experienced team with a lot of vets. They're playing at home in of course, the trenches we all know in LSU. And they know that the Noles are not going to go down without a fight. It's going to be a tough game. It's going to be a battle-tested game early on in the season. And both these teams know that this is a statement game for both franchises, for both schools, because these are two very, very historic programs in college football. LSU, we all know they won the national championship a few seasons ago with Joe Burrow and company. FSU, we know, is one of the more richest, diverse, and just amazing college experiences in college football. They've been on a downswing for a couple of seasons now. So with both of these teams having taken a few seasons off, we'll say, not having the best seasons, they know that this game against each other could be pivotal in how they perform the remainder of the season. Now, I expect this one to be a pretty high-scoring ball game because I typically think that a lot of schools, a lot of NFL, college, it don't matter, high school even, it's hard to get your defense set and really in a groove early on in the season unless you're a phenomenal team like Georgia was last year or whatnot. So talking about both these teams, I think it's going to be high-scoring. I think the Seminoles come out with a big jump to, you know, just kind of rock the Tigers in the beginning. But I think the experience of LSU and the veteran leadership and whatnot will help propel the Tigers to victory in this one. So I expect Florida State to put up a good fight. I expect them to remain in the heat of battle. However, I believe that the LSU Tigers will come away with this win. In a high-scoring game, like I mentioned, I'm going to go with the LSU Tigers 34 and the FSU Seminoles 24. So a 10-point ball game, nothing too crazy. And I think in the fourth quarter is where we could see LSU kind of really pull away with this, start eating away at some clock, maybe get a late touchdown with under 5 minutes left. And I think this will be a good game. Of course, it's on primetime. We're all going to be able to watch it. I'm going to be watching. I'm ready for this, man. College football is right around the corner. We're doing game previews finally earlier than a lot of other channels. So if you want us to cover your team or a game you'd like to see, please put it in the comments and we will get to it as soon as we can. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. Once again, my final prediction for this one, the LSU Tigers 34. The Florida State Seminoles 24. If you like the show, hey, like, comment, share, and subscribe. Put your prediction for this game in the comments. I'd love to talk with you about it. And of course, please go over and support us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, of course, on Facebook and YouTube as well. We have 10 to 15, to maybe even 20 videos a week. We've got tons of football content, draft preview. Yeah, you heard me right. Yeah, draft previews. That wasn't a slip. We're doing 2023 draft previews already. We've got amazing talent. We've got great game previews, team previews for NFL and college, and amazing interviews with legends of the past from high school to college to the pros with our guy Bobby Butler, and a ton of amazing football content each and every single week, 52 weeks out of the year here at 100 Yards Football. I've been your host once again, Logan Landers. Talking about the game preview between the LSU Tigers and the FSU Seminoles. Hey, Once again, drop a comment. Let me know what your score is. I've got 34-24. LSU getting the win. Go Tigers. Until next time.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.